This is the Money Smart Podcast Network with Terry and Daryl.
This podcast series is about money and banking. Since we did our report on what a bank can do for you, we've had a lot of questions about how to go about opening a checking account.
Some of you may have been with us when we dropped in on a young man named Dante. His coworkers at the shipping and receiving department of Monroe Machine Parts in Detroit, Michigan, wrote in. Why did they write in? Because Dante had never been in a bank.
They wanted us to show him the benefits of using a bank.
Right.
So we're back in Detroit with Dante on the second of two buses he takes to get home from work.
Yup, 2 hours each way.
Luckily, somebody reminded Daryl to buy bus passes, or this would have been a very short podcast.
2 hours each way to work, poor kid. But we are doing something exciting.
Yes, we're headed for a branch of First Arbor Bank, where Dante has decided to open his very first checking account.
Dante, bring our listeners up to date.
Now? Well, I liked what the guy had to say at the bank. You know, the guy.
The customer service representative?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay, well, what comes to mind about what he said? What sounded good to you?
Well, he said my money was safer in a bank. Like, if I have cash in my pocket or in my apartment, it can get lost or stolen, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Right. Even if your money's on a prepaid card that gets stolen, you may not even be protected from the loss. But when your money's in the bank, you don't have to worry about that.
With a bank, even if your checks or debit card get lost or stolen, you're not responsible for purchases you didn't make if you report the problem to the bank right away.
Exactly. You don't need to be worried about unauthorized charges.
Anything else that changed your mind about banks?
Yeah. He said something about, well, I always wondered, you know, what if the bank went out of business or something? I mean, that happens.
It can. That's right.
But there's this thing, this insurance thing.
The FDIC?
Yeah.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC.
Right! They insure my money in the bank, up to 250 grand.
Mm-hmm. If the bank goes out of business and can't give you your money back, the FDIC will make sure you get your money.
Nice!
Whatever you have in your account, up to $250,000, per depositor, per insured bank.
I love that!
Anything else?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. But the guy at the bank explained that having a checking account and using it right is actually cheaper.
Sure, so long as you manage it properly so that you avoid penalty fees for things like overdrafts.
I mean, I've been spending $5 to cash my paycheck every week, plus another $1.50 for each money order.
$5 a week is $240 a year. If you pay, like, 5 bills with money orders every month, that's rent, cable, electric, gas, and phone, that's another $90 a year.
I thought for sure that if the bank charged me some checking account fees or whatever, it would be more money, but...
Even if a bank charges a monthly fee, that's probably only $10 a month. You could be saving
more than $200 a year.
Not chump change.
Nope. Plus, I don't have to worry about rushing to get to the check cashing place before they close. How about the convenience of a bank? You don't have to go through getting those money orders every time you have to pay bills.
Right.
I've seen my friends using, debit cards and those ATM things.
Automated teller machine.
Yeah. The bank guy said I can even do a lot of this stuff on my phone.
Mobile banking. A lot of banks are doing that now.
But I'll tell you what really got me.
But you can't forget the one thing about having a checking account.
Not a chance I'd forget that. The bank guy said that having something like a checking account can help me establish... Well, it can help me show I'm responsible or whatever. Or I can get a car.
Ooh, there.
Well, I mean, if I can handle my checking account okay, it could help show the bank I'd be the kind of person who'd make my loan payments on time.
You're establishing a financial history with the bank, sure. If you show them that...
Over time.
Right. If you show them that you know how to handle money wisely over time...
Car loan!
Yes!
Drive it in a car. Man,
building a record of how you manage money can help you get a consumer loan, like for a car. Do you ever feel like you're the only person in this world with any sense?
This is our stop.
Not a moment too soon. So we're now at a branch of First Arbor Bank here in Detroit.
They have Tootsie Rolls today.
Give me strength. We're back with customer service representative Lou Rodriguez.
Only one per adult, Daryl. Hi, Terry. And Dante, welcome back. I hope your coworkers haven't been giving you too much grief.
Nah, they've been cool. I actually wanted to come visit with you today.
Well, that's good. I prefer it when customers are here voluntarily. Now, how can I help?
What you said last time got me a lot more interested in an account with your bank.
Well, that's great. Great. Well, let's have a seat and we'll talk about it. So, Dante, now what kind of account did you have in mind?
A checking account. Right, Terry?
Right. But let's back up just a bit. First, Lou, would you remind our listeners what a checking account is?
Sure, Terry. Well, first, there are what we call deposit accounts. A deposit account means you can put your money in or make a deposit. A checking account is a type of deposit account.
Are there things that are not deposit accounts?
Well, yes, there are. Non-deposit account products are generally for investors. First Arbor offers stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Now, here's something important. Non-deposit products are not insured by the FDIC.
I think he said they can lose value.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's what he said, he was right. They can lose value. It's important that customers understand that. And it's part of my job to provide explanations about the products we provide, the types of accounts we offer, in writing.
Checking accounts don't lose value, do they?
No, they don't. In fact, checking accounts, all deposit accounts...
And checking accounts are insured, right?
You got it. All deposit accounts, that means both checking accounts and savings accounts, are insured by the FDIC to at least $250,000 per depositor per insured bank.
So that's what I want.
Right now, I think Dante is looking for a checking account. But for our listeners, a savings account...
A savings account is great for putting money away for the future or a big purchase. Now, savings accounts earn interest, which means your money grows. But in general, you can't write checks on a savings account.
Oh, I need checks.
Got it. Well, a checking account lets you write checks to pay bills or to buy things.
Lou, would you explain how that works?
Sure. When you have a checking account with us and you write a check, First Arbor Bank takes money from your account and pays it to the person or business named on the check. Are you with me?
I think so.
Dante, someone once told me that a check is like an IOU.
Actually, I told you that.
You give it to somebody instead of cash because it's safer and more convenient. But you're promising that you've got enough money in your account to cover that check. The bank will take that much out and give it to the person you wrote the check to.
Like an IOU.
I just said that.
Got it.
Great. Now, Dante, First Arbor Bank, like most banks, offers different kinds of checking accounts, too.
Which is the best?
Well, that's for you to decide. Now, each has advantages, but some also have some fees. Now, I'll be happy to explain each one in detail so you can decide which type of checking account is best for your situation.
Fees?
It's not as bad as it sounds.
Here, give the man a Tootsie Roll.
He doesn't need a Tootsie Roll. Dante, banks are businesses.
That's right. Our bank does have fees it charges on products and services, just like any other business.
But banks also offer options, and you can look at each one and pick the type of checking account that works best for you.
Now, I'd be delighted to help you pick a checking account that allows you to avoid as many of those fees as you can.
Lou, tell us, what kinds of things are different between checking accounts?
Well, some of the checking accounts offered at First Arbor limit the number of checks a customer can write for free every month. Now, some come with a small monthly fee we call a maintenance fee or a service fee. Some limit the use of bank teller services. Some require direct deposit of a customer's paycheck. And some require a minimum balance. But some even offer interest.
Whoa, wow.
Help Dante out here, Lou.
Dante, I know this may seem a little overwhelming, so let's look at it this way. Suppose you're just trying to save money.
That sounds like me.
Okay, you got me there. Well, one type of checking account First Arbor offers is our low-cost option.
Low-cost. I like the sound of that.
Well, hold on. Now, it is inexpensive, a little less than $5 per month as a service fee. But to keep costs down, our low-cost account has a limit on how many checks you can write for free. Five each month in our bank's case.
What if Dante wants a little more flexibility?
Well, we also have our electronic or ATM checking account. Now, it offers unlimited check writing, and it's free as long as you don't use the teller services. And our bank requires direct deposit of your paycheck for that type of account.
Dante, do you remember? Direct deposit is when you have your employer put your paycheck directly into your account for you.
Oh, right.
So that ATM checking account, you said unlimited check writing. So if he writes 5 checks, it costs what?
It's free.
6 checks?
Still free.
That sounds better. What if I want to use the teller?
Ah, well, that's the third type of account, a regular checking account. Unlimited check writing, no teller fees. It can be free, too, but only if you keep a certain amount of money in the account all the time. That's called the minimum balance.
And if I don't keep the minimum balance?
Well, then you pay a monthly service charge, and it's a bit higher. Actually, if you can maintain a minimum balance of $1,000, the fourth type of account might be best.
$1,000?
What type of account is this?
Well, it's called our interest-bearing checking account. Now, this type of account is free and pays interest on your money as long as you keep the minimum balance or more in the account.
Our listeners may want to download the Checking Account Needs Worksheet from the Money Smart Podcast Network website, which has a lot of this information.
You think you can keep a minimum balance in your account, Dante?
Not anything close to $1,000.
I hear that.
A lot of folks like our ATM account. No minimum balance, no monthly maintenance fees, unlimited check writing. Unless you think you'll need to visit the teller a lot, this may be the best choice for you.
A lot of what tellers do, you can do at an ATM, online, or even by smartphone.
So writing checks is free?
Free. Now, of course, you will need some printed checks. Our basic checks are about $18 for 125 checks.
And if I don't do direct deposit, how much does it cost to deposit a paycheck?
Well, it's free, as long as you do it at an ATM or by smartphone.
What else?
That's it.
See, Daryl? He doesn't need a Tootsie Roll. So, Dante, by choosing First Arbor's ATM checking account, you're already avoiding a monthly maintenance or service fee. With their unlimited free check writing, you won't pay for each check.
No matter how many checks I write.
That's correct.
On the other hand, you will pay a small fee anytime you visit a teller.
Okay.
Now, I should mention that, like a lot of banks, we want you to use our ATM machines. So we don't charge you for using ours, but we do charge a fee when you use one from another bank. And they may charge you, too.
Okay.
Well, there's also a fee if you call the bank for balance or check clearing information, since you can get that at an ATM or online as well. And there's a fee for a stop payment.
Stop what?
Well, that's when you tell our bank not to pay a check you've written. For example, if it's an error or if it's lost or stolen. Of course, if you bounce a check, you may pay fees too.
What do you mean, bounce a check?
Sorry. Bouncing a check is when you write a check for more than the amount of money that's in your account. Now, that check is called a bad check. If it comes to the bank, it will bounce. Our bank sends the check back to the person or company you made the check out to and will charge you what's called an overdraft fee or a non-sufficient funds fee.
Not good. How can I avoid that?
Yeah, there's a friend of mine who might want to know about that too.
Well, like a lot of banks, we offer some overdraft programs. If you enroll or opt in, we continue to pay everyday debit card transactions, even if the transaction would overdraw the account.
Do you think your friend might need that, Daryl?
Well, your friend and everybody should think carefully before opting in and make sure that the program is right for you. The reason I say that is there can be a very hefty fee every time a transaction exceeds the amount of money in the account.
So if Daryl's friend makes a $5 purchase, such as a cup of coffee and a muffin, it could actually cost him an extra $35?
Exactly.
I think my friend might still be interested.
Another option would be to link to a savings account.
Are you going to set up a savings account, Dante?
Maybe, but not today.
If you do, we can set it up so that if you overdraw your checking account, we'll take the amount needed to cover the check directly from your savings account. Some banks charge a fee for that, but First Arbor doesn't.
Seems to me that if I pick the right kind of account and I know a few rules, I can stay clear of most of those fees.
Exactly.
And anytime you have questions, I'm here.
What really works for me, Dante, is to review my account online. Frequently. Daily. A lot of the time.
Well, our bank can help with that, too. Our online banking services can send you text or email alerts when your balance reaches below a certain dollar amount that you can set.
That would be a big help. Of course, I make sure I have enough funds in my account before I swipe my card, write a check, or authorize an electronic payment.
Let's do it. I want the ATM checking account.
Nice. Your coworkers will be proud of you, Dante.
Remember that First Arbor Bank requires direct deposit of your paycheck for this kind of account. Now, are you good with that?
Yeah, I want that money in my account as fast as possible. I'll get it set up with HR.
That's good. Now, it's our bank's policy to see two forms of identification. One has to have a photograph, like a state driver's license or a state-issued ID.
Terry warned me. I have my driver's license and my employer's ID card.
Oh, I see you're a U.S. citizen.
Lou, what about our listeners who aren't U.S. citizens? Can they open checking accounts?
We serve lots of non-U.S. citizens. Like most banks, we accept two alternative forms of identification. One is the U.S. permanent resident card.
Is that like a green card?
Yes, they're the same thing. The other kind of ID we can accept is a matricula consular, or consular registration. Now, that's an ID card issued by the government of Mexico through its consulate offices.
And do other countries have something similar?
Well, some do, yes. Now, Dante, the next step is to fill out an application. You'll need your Social Security or taxpayer ID number, also your address, telephone number, date of birth, and mother's maiden name. We use this info for account verification.
Account verification?
Well, we need to make sure that you are who you say you are. and that legally you're able to open an account. Also, banks want to review your history of checking accounts. That's to see how much of a risk you are. For example, if you have a history of bouncing checks, some banks may not want to risk having you as a customer right now.
I've never had a checking account before. I hope you don't pull my credit report, though, because I had to go to the ER once, and I keep getting collection letters because I can't find a way to pay the bill.
Dante, many banks, and First Arbor is one, are willing to work with customers to open an account even if your financial history isn't spotless. So, all I need from you now is cash or a check to make your first deposit.
Here's my paycheck.
Perfect. Now just endorse it. That means you sign your name on the back.
Right. Hey, I haven't had my account open for more than 5 minutes, and I'm already saving money. This would have cost me $5 right at the check cashing place.
All right.
Do you need cash back?
Not today.
Then we're done. Congratulations. You're now an official customer.
Thanks.
Not bad for a guy who had never been in a bank before our last visit.
Dante, here are some materials about your accounts and a small book of temporary checks you can use until you receive the checks with your name and address printed on them.
Wait, a debit card? How much does that cost me?
Not a penny extra, but you do have to understand how it works.
I'm not entirely clear on that myself.
Shocker.
A debit card and a credit card may look the same. I mean, they're both plastic with a magnetic stripe on the back, and they may have a logo like Visa or MasterCard. Ours are MasterCard. Now, you can use them at most places that accept credit cards for payment.
So what's the difference?
Well, this is important. When you buy something with a debit card, the money comes out of your bank account immediately.
Why is that good?
Well, it's faster and easier than writing a check. The First Arbor debit card comes with certain purchase protections. More importantly, unlike a credit card, you're not getting a loan or borrowing the money, so there's no interest to pay.
Got it.
A lot of people like using a debit card instead of a credit card because there's less temptation to run up a big balance or get into financial difficulty. You can only spend what you have in your account.
What if you go over?
Well, then it's an overdraft, just like writing a bad check. If you have overdraft protection, that may cover you, but you're liable to get hit with a fee.
Another reason to keep good records, so you don't try to spend more than you have available.
Well, congratulations, Dante. I think you're in good shape. Any other questions I can answer for you today?
I think I'm good. Thanks, though.
Dante, you should feel good. Thanks to this account, you'll start building a solid financial history. And that may help you on the way to...
Car loan!
And speaking of on the way, Daryl, it's time for us to let Dante and Lou go. We'll catch the bus back.
Ooh.
You did buy a round trip.
Ooh, not exactly. But if we take a cab, I can use my debit card.
Fine.
Ooh.
We'll use mine. I have enough money in my account. Thank you, Lou and Dante, for letting us and our listeners be with you today. Until next time, from Detroit, this has been the Money Smart Podcast Network with Terry and Daryl.
You didn't say round trip.
You were supposed to walk back?